or as they say, the democracy, president me.
Or as my little brother Billy would say, burp me. And as your commander-in-chief on this checkered battlefield, I'd like to say to my worthy opponent, Michael, I'm against war, I'm against bloodshed. And unless you concede, I'm gonna go upside your head.
Keith, it's only a checker game.
Yeah, but this is the first time I ever beat Michael.
Yeah, well, we'll see. Game's not over yet.
What do you mean, man? You only got one man left to my four, and it's my move. Your chances of winning this game is about the same as me selling Afro Sheen to Telly Savalas.
Okay, baby, come on now. Make a move.
That's right. This is my moment of glory, and I'm gonna make it last as long as I can.
Yeah, we'll just play the game.
You gotta do that.
Thanks for loaning the Afro comb, bro. Here you go.
Oh! Boom! You messed up the whole game, you know?
I had him. For the first time in my life, I had him.
I had him.
Let me see your throat, JJ. I want to remember how it looked with the head still attached.
Hey, take it easy there, Keith. Don't you know you couldn't win that checker game anyway?
Why not?
Then you know, Michael marks the checkers.
Hey, Michael, that's not fair. JJ said you mocked all the checkers.
Very funny, very funny. What you got there, my man?
This is my portfolio I'm taking to Gary, Indiana with me. When I go down to the bus station to get my bus ticket, I want you to guard this with your life. Or thumbs, whichever comes first.
JJ, how come you have to go all the way to Gary, Indiana just to look for a job? Don't they have comic book companies in Chicago?
Yeah, Michael. But see, the Mahogany Comic Company is a new one in Gary. And that opening they got for assistant art directing get me in on the ground floor. You know, they offer me a salary commensurate with my talent.
How much is that?
We agreed to split the bus fare.
That sure doesn't sound like much.
Michael, once I make my presence known, it'll be a short, swift elevator ride up to the executive suite.
Oh, you're gonna be running the elevators.
Thelma, as a gesture of appreciation, I'm gonna dedicate my first comic book issue to you.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, I'm gonna call the creature from the planet Ugly. You heard me, y'all. Ham hock hip. Get on out of here.
So you got this all figured out, don't you, JJ?
No doubt about it, Keith. When the people in Gary see this portfolio, they're gonna push me right past publisher. Then my name will be James Evans Hefner. ESQ stands for equestrian.
JJ, an equestrian is a person who rides horseback.
Michael, a jackass would not know that.
Let me see this mess you got here.
Yeah, come on, JJ.
Hey, take it easy. Hold on now. These are only the sketches. Over here, y'all, I have the original.
Oh, yeah? Well, what is it? Come on.
Hey, y'all, it's my own superhero.
You mean you invented a superhero?
Not just a superhero, the ultimate superhero. A little silence, please. Faster than a marriage to Jar Jar Kabor. More powerful than Chicago Bear locker room. Able to leap Dolly Parton in a single bound. We'll make that two single bounds. It's a bird. It's a plane. It Dino Man.
JJ, that body is out of this world. So is the face.
Well, you know, what can I say?
Not much, brother.
I searched for weeks for a model for this, and I narrowed it down to either me or Muhammad Ali.
And you picked yourself, right?
Well, Ali never showed up. Uh-oh, maybe that's him now. Oh, it's not Ali, it's Rope-a-Dope. Hey, what now, folks? I just come up to let you know that the elevator's gonna be out of order for its annual service check. So if you guys got something to do, you better hurry up.
Service check? Since when do we have an annual service check?
What do you mean? We've always had an annual service check. Of course, you probably don't remember the last one. You were just a baby.
You know, Bookman, you could save yourself the trouble of going door to door by just putting up an out-of-order sign.
Yeah, I know, but I'm running short of out-of-order signs. You see, I know I got to put one on the first floor elevator door, plus I got some in the laundry room and the furnace room.
And the one on your bathroom scale.
Hey, come on, Bookman, enough of this foolishness. I got a lot of things to do today. Let's get out
of here. Yeah, okay. Hey! What is this?
Hey, Bookman, that's my own superhero. Super Sloop, Purveyor of Truth, Dino Man. How you like it?
Fantastic. Hey, JJ, you gave him my physique, huh?
Come on, Bookman, let's go.
Hey, man, I remember when I was a kid. You know, I always wanted to be a superhero.
Oh, yeah? Well, Bookman, I didn't use your flab, but I did use something of yours in this painting.
You did, JJ? What? The eyes? Maybe the chin? How about the hands?
No, Bookman, the cape. See, I just took a pair of your drawers, cut them in half.
Hi, kids.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, Ma.
Sorry, you can hang your coat right there.
Good afternoon, Miss Evans. I just came up to let you know that the elevator's gonna be out of service, but I see you already caught it.
Well, I always knew that if ever anybody was gonna catch anything, it'll be on that elevator.
JJ, did you pick up your tickets yet?
Not yet, Ma. We're just getting ready to leave now. Come on, Bookman, let's get out of here.
Hey, Ma, who's your little friend?
Oh, Larry Baker. This is my son-in-law, Keith.
Hey, how you doing?
And this is my daughter, Thelma, and my younger son, Michael.
How you
Hi,
doing, Larry?
How you doing?
Hey, there's some shot you must have taken there. Were you in a fight or something?
Sorta.
Fight is using the word loosely. Him and his little rivals came close to tearing up my bus.
And who was he fighting?
Everybody. It looked like a traveling roller derby back there. And for no reason. It seems that all of the other kids just felt like picking on him.
Yeah, and it's a good thing she pulled me off them, too, because I started to get mad.
I know what you mean. That old Rayfield Davis will never be the same again. The way you was beating up his fist with your face.
So you broke up the fight, huh?
Yeah. And now I gotta call Larry's parents, because I think some of those kids are still waiting downstairs for him. But you know, I just can't understand why. Larry never causes anybody any trouble. He's quiet, he's shy,
Yo, hey, Larry, don't mess with that. Hey, Larry.
Huh?
I said don't mess with that, bro.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Look, Larry, there is paper and pencil in my bedroom if you want to draw. It's right around there, the last door, okay?
Okay.
You want me to move the easel, Ma?
Oh, no, no, no. It's all right where it is. It's just that we've got to be patient when he makes mistakes, all of us.
Why?
Well, because he's a special child.
Special? Mama, are you trying to say he's retarded?
Oh, no, no. I mean, he may be a little slower than others. That's all. So, I want you to be careful what you say. And just try to use a little more patience with him, all right?
Okay, Ma. Okay.
Now, I know that's an awful lot for you to cope with all
of a
sudden.
Oh, no, 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 Ma. That's okay. We can handle it. You know, we all live with JJ. Cheating me.
Nuh-uh, baby. You got the king, me, Mama. I want the crown.
I love the king. Aww.
There you go.
I swear, you cheating.
No, move. Listen, everybody.
Yeah?
When I said be careful what you say to Larry, I naturally assumed that somebody would be saying something to him once in a while.
Oh, okay, Ma. I'll go talk.
Sure, yeah.
No, no, no. You two go ahead and finish the game. I happen to have a natural rapport with kids.
Then how come I don't have any grandchildren?
Maybe the rabbit's a little slow?
Oh.
So what you been drawing, my man, Larry? Hey, Larry. Hey, Larry. I said, what you been drawing, my man?
Oh, just a lake.
Yeah, you like drawing lakes?
Yeah.
Yeah? Well, let me see what you got there. Mm-hmm. You got the lakes and the dock and the... Hey, what are these things here?
Houses.
Hey, what are houses doing on the lake?
Haven't you heard of houseboats?
Yeah, but you're not supposed to put the... You're not supposed to put your feet on the table.
Oh, okay.
So what do you like drawing besides docks and boats and lakes and stuff? Do you like drawing, you like riddles?
If they're funny.
Oh, I got one for you, surefire, too. How come the man tiptoed past the medicine chest?
Because he didn't want to wake up the sleeping pills. Don't you know any new ones?
Yeah, I know some new ones. Matter of fact, I got one I just made up, right for you. How come Indians always get rooms at hotels?
Because they've all got reservations. You should have made up the punchline, too. Now you answer me one.
Okay.
Was it black and white and red all over?
That's easy. A newspaper.
Nope. A zebra with ketchup.
I ain't never heard that one before.
How could you? I just made it up.
All right, Thelma, I want another king.
Michael, I think you do have these checkers, Ma.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do. Ain't no way in the world you
can. Larry, wouldn't you rather go over there and watch them play checkers?
Might as well. Nothing's happened over here.
Well, how did it go?
Cancel the grandchildren. Now, you remember to keep quiet while Thelma and Michael concentrate, okay?
Larry, you know anything about checkers?
Yeah, they always add up your food wrong in the supermarket. And as for this game, I know enough to know that Thelma won't win if she keeps on playing like that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You should have moved that man in there. That way you would have had a jump in the king because he couldn't have gotten to stop you.
Ma, you all right?
Yep, it just slipped.
What happened?
I just dropped a plate, didn't you? Thelma, get up and let Larry finish this game, please.
Come on, Ma. He's just a little kid. No competition for me and checkers.
Larry.
Okay, thanks. My move?
Yes, yeah, your move. Well.
Larry, that was good. Larry?
Ma, what's the matter with him?
You know something? This child isn't retarded. He just can't hear.
Your move.
No, it's all right. I'll call back later. Thank you.
Hi, Flo.
Hi.
Parents yet?
Yeah. I called her at work, and they say she left a long time ago.
Well, maybe she's waiting for a bus. Lord, rest her soul.
Oh, well, Lorna.
Now, Flo, you know how those buses run around here? Half of them run an hour late, and the other half don't run at all.
I don't care how she gets here. I just can't wait to tell her about her son.
Flo, now you know me. I don't stick my nose in nobody's business.
Why?
Well, sometimes. But, Flo, don't you think you might be stepping a little bit out of bounds telling that child's family that there's nothing wrong with his mind?
Well, Lorna, this time I am sure of it. That child has a hearing problem. Mm-hmm. He don't even respond when you call his name unless he's looking right at you.
Well, that still don't mean he isn't slow.
Well, how about when I broke the plate? He didn't hear that either.
So it still don't mean he ain't slow.
He beat Michael at checkers.
Where's the little genius?
They all back there in Thelma's room waiting for his mother. Ooh, I just don't know what's going on.
You
know,
hey, baby.
Hi.
Flo, did Larry's mother come over yet?
I'm afraid not, Penny.
Oh, Flo, don't worry. If push comes to shove, Larry can stay at my place for the night.
Oh, wow. Oh, that goes my reputation.
I did not mean he was going to spend the night in your room, Mrs. Smartmouth.
Besides, Penny, he's only 10 years old.
Jailbait.
Hey, where's my suitcase at?
Oh, no. JJ, where have you been? It's almost 7:30.
Oh, I was just saying goodbye to some friends.
Who?
Debbie, Kathy, Carol, Sue.
Stop, JJ.
That's what all my girls say also.
Mrs. Evans, can I have a drink of water?
Oh, sure, sweetheart. Larry, this is my friend Willona.
Hello.
And her daughter Penny.
Hi.
Hi.
Larry? Larry?
Huh?
Did you finish playing checkers?
Checkers? Oh, yeah. No, we're all playing smut.
Smut? What in the world is smut, Flo? Smut is a card game. Something like that game. What's the name of it?
A Dirty Hearts.
Dirty Hearts. Except the loser gets flour or something thrown in his face if he loses.
Then how come Larry's face is clean?
Does this answer your question?
Well, come on, y'all. Break time's over.
Okay, but we're not going to play smut again, are we?
Nah. Now we're going to play knuckles.
Oh, you're going to play knuckles? Huh? Come on.
I tell you something. If that child is slow, Ben Vereen can't boogie.
Hey, y'all. I'm leaving.
Oh, JJ. Now, listen. Remember, when you get to your Aunt Lily's, you give her a big hug and a kiss for me, okay?
Okay, Ma, I will.
All right. And tell her to send me my $5 she owed me.
Oh, and JJ, when you get to be a big-time comic artist, don't forget to draw a superhero that looks like me.
Right.
And put me in a sexy costume.
Oh, right.
Oh, and feel free to make any changes that might be necessary.
Okay, goodbye, Penny. Goodbye, Willona. Goodbye, Ma.
Bye-bye.
Oh, JJ! Don't forget your portfolio.
Oh, thanks, Ma. Goodbye, Ma. Goodbye, Penny. Goodbye, Willona.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
You be careful now.
Goodbye, John Boy.
Oh, get out of here. Crazy.
Oh, Willona, I really hope he makes it this time.
Ah, so do I.
Hey, he forgot some of his drawings.
No, that's something that Larry drew earlier. Pretty good, huh?
Yeah. Why'd he put JJ's face on Mr. America's body?
I don't know. It must... JJ's face? Oh, my God, he took the wrong drawings.
Cool it, Flo. Take it easy. The bionic woman will take care of this.
Oh, all right. Oh.
What is it? A ray? Oh, those stairs. Is murder my support holes.
Are you Larry's mother?
What's left of her, yeah. But if this ain't enough for you, I think some more of me is laying back there on them stairs.
Our elevator is out of order.
After that climb, so am I.
I'll go tell Larry you're here.
Well, come on in.
Okay.
You come to the kitchen with me, I'll get you a cup of coffee.
Oh, that sounds nice. Thank you. But how come y'all got to live so high up?
Closer to God.
Well, I ain't about to argue with that. Ooh. And I guess I ought to thank you for breaking up the fight that Larry got in, too. You know, it seems like the other kids is always picking on him for something or other.
Well, I think it's more to it than that.
You know, me and my husband was thinking about taking him out of public school. So he could be around other kids like him.
I don't think that's the right thing to do.
Me neither. Not when I saw how much it cost. You know, the boy really ain't all that bad.
Oh, Larry isn't bad at all. Mrs. Baker, have you ever thought about having his hearing tested?
His hearing?
Yeah. I watched him all afternoon, and you know, he really isn't any slower than any of the other kids. Matter of fact, he beat one of my boys playing checkers.
So?
You don't understand. There are three things that just can't happen in this life. Walk barefooted on water,
outsmile Donnie and Marie? Or beat my son Michael at checkers? I know where you're coming from. But you got to understand, Larry doesn't have that many friends. So naturally, he spends a lot of time to himself. And over a period of years, he's gotten very good at games. All kinds of games. Checkers, chess, cards.
Smut.
Especially smut. But what's all this got to do with his hearing?
I think he has a hearing problem.
Oh, no. I'm serious, Miss Baker. Haven't you ever noticed how he holds his head and how you have to call his name over and over?
Of course I notice. The boy don't care. Oh. Honey, he's in a world of his own. But as far as his hearing goes, he can hear just as good as you or me. And I've been watching over him just a little longer than you have.
Oh, Mrs. Baker,
no,
please.
No, I'm sorry. I don't mean no offense, Miss Evans, but I got a tendency just to get a little bit uptight when a bus driver starts diagnosing my son.
Now, you forget the bus driver. How about a concerned mother of two sons?
Look, honey, I know more about raising children than you do. I happen to have six of my own, and you are not Larry's mother.
I know I'm not Larry's mother or any of the other kids on that bus, but when I'm driving them, I worry about them just as if they were my own. I can't turn my back on one, especially when I see that he has a problem.
What? Hi, Mama.
Oh, hi, baby. You ready to go?
Yeah. Bye, Mrs. Evans.
Bye, sweetheart.
Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
See you later.
Mrs. Baker, maybe the school could have his hearing tested, or
what
maybe...
What does it take to get through to you? Just a minute. Just a minute. Larry.
Yes, Mama?
Turn around. Larry, can you hear me?
Yeah. What?
Case closed.
Well, of course he can hear if you yell at him. I never said the child was totally deaf.
You haven't said that much of anything if you want to know the truth.
Mama, and I... Mom, can I go with you?
Yes, 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 honey. Now, you saw him answer me from the front and from the back, so there's no other way that I can prove it to you. He can hear.
Only if you yell at him, which is most of the time.
Thank you for the coffee and the 17-floor climb. Let's go. Where did he go?
Oh, my God, the elevator and his...
Oh,
Larry! Larry!
Larry!
Listen to me, Larry. Listen to me. Don't move. Don't step back, Larry. Larry!
Larry!
Be sure to join us next week for the conclusion.